All right, let me take some time to just once again, as I usually explain, a lot of people bring things up to me and kind of drives where I'm going to go with my next video. And sure as shit, the one thing that people have been calling me about recently and telling me about is them trying to communicate to their coworkers and people at their jobs. This is New Jersey specific, why you would get consent when you have probable cause in a motor vehicle. And it goes back to these cases that we have, Patino and Lettman and I believe it's Garcia. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Carrera, off the top of my head, driving. So I don't have the exact case in front of me, but I teach it. I've internalized, obviously. People are having a hard time explaining to their coworkers why they would get consent. My answer to that is, well, how would you search the car if you didn't? I'm sorry, how would you search the trunk of the car if you had a small amount of marijuana? Again, this is for the guys in New Jersey. I know the guys who are watching from out of state. You have a hard time understanding this. It's crazy here. This is what we can, what we're allowed to do. If you find a small amount of marijuana at this junction, it doesn't give you the ability to go under the hood of the car or into the trunk. If you guys are searching cars and you have PC and you're not searching the trunk, shame on you. Like, I can't believe, like, when I hear that people aren't searching trunks when they have weed smell, you know, and they're not going for consent, that's crazy to me. Like, that's crazy. How are you not searching a trunk of a car when you have somebody who's engaged in criminal activity? How are you not searching under the hood of the car? When I put that yesterday, when I made the video yesterday, somebody wrote, hey, you know, there was a case law that came out of, I think, Michigan that said consent doesn't include the under the hood of the car. Okay, because their consent form is too vague. So, and I didn't even read the case. I just know that's how it's going to go. So just be specific about what you want. Guys like, well, you know, what if I have PC and then, like, I get consent, they deny it, they want to stop it, they want to go from there. Like, if you want to tell people straight up, this is a really good line to use, like, hey man, smell the odor of marijuana in your car. At this point, I have the right to search the interior compartment of your vehicle. However, I do wish to search the trunk and under the hood of the car as well. Would you grant consent? And you could say things like, look, I can go in there and there'll be more there that'll leave me and or expand my scope of my search to allow me to go into the trunk or under the hood of your car, probably not under the hood. You could either give me consent, or if you deny consent, I'll call for a canine unit, let the dog indicate on the car, and then we'll search the whole car. So it's up to you. I do have a dog available, you know, and you can say it like that. So my question that the question you should pose to your coworkers that are antagonistic about this advice is, how do I search trunks when I find a half-smoked joint? How does that nexus allow me to go expand my scope into the trunk of the car and find whatever the person's really hiding? Answer that question for me without asking for consent, getting a canine, or getting a search warrant for the car. Tell me how it's possible. That's all I want to know. That's my suggestion to advise antagonistic coworkers who aren't thinking outside the box. I get into a lot of stuff to try to figure out. But remember, guys, prior to 2015, when Peña Flores was reversed and Witt restored the automobile exception in New Jersey, we always had PC. And we asked her for consent to search. The one thing we didn't have was the exigency automatically built into the car. Nothing has changed except you have exigency now. You had PC before and you asked for consent. I don't understand what people don't get about this. Why is everybody playing the Monday morning quarterbacker or the judge, jury, and the prosecutor where they're like, well, I don't like how it's going to look in court. When the fuck were you at court last time? Guys are doing this all across the state and girls, and nothing's wrong. Nothing's happening. Nobody's losing things in court because they afforded somebody their rights because they felt that if they went into the trunk, they could be violating somebody's rights. So in turn, they did the right thing and asked for consent to search before they went beyond what the PC has allowed them to search. Always good with that. You're always good with that. I don't know how anybody else argues something different. Your opinion doesn't matter. Facts matter. I'm not giving you an opinion. I'm giving you an educated opinion, but not just an opinion off the top of my head, an educated opinion on how to fix the problem that faces New Jersey law enforcement officers when it comes to PC and marijuana. The good news is, in a certain amount of time, you won't have to have this debate as our governor continues to push forward for the legalization of marijuana. I just don't know what constitutional justification we're going to have when you have the odor of marijuana coming out of the car. I assume it's going to be something similar to alcohol. That's just my guess, but I don't know. That's my advice for today. I don't know how else to explain it. I know that you guys run into some horn locking at your agencies. I'm not trying to do that. You just have to explain it diplomatically. You must listen to your supervisors. I just don't understand how people can't grasp the concept of consent to get into the trunk of a car or under the hood. Why are you guys searching cars and not going into trunks? What's wrong with you?